Okay, now we're going to move on to the A section in the C pattern. And we have ended the E section on an E note on the second fret of the D string with our second finger. Now we're going to chromatically walk down on that D string to an open D. And I've walked down chromatically using my second and first finger, and then, of course, hit the open D with just the pick. Now, to get into this A section, we're going to start by doing a bend on the second fret of the A string. Now, we're almost bending up a whole tone, but we're not quite reaching that whole tone. That would be a whole tone. So we're just kind of reaching it. And then we release back to an open A, and then we're doing that bend with our second finger, of course. Now we're going to, after we hit the open A, we're going to reach down with our third finger and do a half step bend up with our third finger on the third fret of the A string. I know this sounds a little weird, but you'll hear how it connects in just a moment. So again, we have... And then I hit an open D after that half note bend up on the third fret of the A string. I hit an open D after that. So we have... Now I'm going to walk chromatically up with my first and second finger on the first and second fret of the D string. So let's play that. Now once I get up to the second fret of the D string with my second finger, I'm going to hit an open G string. Okay, so now we have... Now my second finger is on the D string, second fret. Now as I hit that open G string, I'm going to move finger positions. So that it would look like I'm going to play a normal A chord, okay? But what I'm going to do is reach down like this. Let me demonstrate. Now what I've done is I've reached down after I hit that open G, and I've put my index finger in a bar on the second fret on the D, G, and B string, okay? Now the G you're going to let ring for a moment before you jump onto that finger position. And what we're going to do is reach down with our third finger on the fourth fret G string and bend that up a whole tone while we're barring on the second fret with our index finger. And this is how that will sound. Okay, let me illustrate that one more time. Now as I have that note bent up a whole tone, we're going to reach down with our index finger, which is actually already barred on the second fret, and just grab that B note, which is on the second fret of the B string. Then a hammer on and pull off from the third fret back to the second fret. So now we have... And do kind of a triplet run, which is a hammer on and pull off back from the third back to the second fret of the B again. Okay. Now what I've done there is just a little triplet thing, okay? So to connect that with a lick, it sounds like this. Okay, and now we're going to use our third finger back on the G and connect it like this. So now what we've done is we've gone back up with our third finger to the G string, fourth fret. And we're going to chromatically walk down to the second fret. And I've used my third, second, and first finger to do that chromatic descent. So let's go ahead and go to that point. Once we get down with our first finger to the second fret G string, we're going to hit an open G. and then do the same descent, but on the D string this time, from the 4th down to the 2nd fret. Okay, let's go ahead and do that part. And then again, I'm going to hit an open D after the descent on D. And from there, we're going to reach up with our 3rd fret and pull off with our 3rd finger to our 2nd finger on the 2nd fret of the A. And then hit an open A after that. And that will go ahead and complete the A section. And this is the lick again, very slow. And I'm also going to go ahead and play you the connector lick. I call them connector licks because they connect like from an E to an A chord in a smooth fashion. And I've done that in this here just so I can go ahead and illustrate what they are. And that was the descent from the chromatic descent from the 3rd to the open string in D to get from an E to A. And this is how that sounds, connecting that with the A pattern. Okay, now let's go ahead and just do the A section one more time for you, very slow. And one more time, even slower.